Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Pugs and Kisses, a Wish Novel by J.J. Howard, narrated by M. Eldridge. 1. Noah's Ark Theory. I know it's weird to wake up early on a Saturday, but this wasn't just any Saturday. It was my birthday. And once I opened my eyes, I was totally awake. I sat up in bed and thought, this could be the year when my wish for a dog of my own could come true. Because I had more than just a wish. I had a plan. In our family, we have two birthday traditions. One, the breakfast cupcake. And two, you get to pick one place you want to go. This year, I wasn't picking a restaurant or a movie or a store. My place was going to be the dog shelter on Avenue B. I checked the other day, and they had tons of puppies. I hadn't let myself look too closely at any of them. I didn't want to accidentally fall in love with one of their cute, furry faces, just in case my plan didn't work out. I got out of bed quietly so as not to wake up my older sister, Talisa, who was asleep in her bed across our room. I went into the bathroom to wash up, and as I peered at my reflection in the mirror, I wondered if I looked any different now that I was a year older. But I had to admit that I looked pretty much the same. Shoulder-length wavy brown hair, brown skin, light brown eyes, and still very short. I hadn't had a birthday growth spurt overnight, that was for sure. I returned to my room and got dressed in the semi-dark, thinking about the next part of my plan. Even though Mom had been saying no dogs allowed for as long as I'd been alive, I had science on my side. Or at least a theory of my grandmother's. When my sister and I were little, Abuelita Elena used to tell us about her Noah's Ark theory. She said that, just like the animals on the Ark, everything works better in pairs. Now, I don't have a dog of my own, but I do help take care of a dog almost every day. Osito is an adorable black pug that belongs to my upstairs neighbor, Mrs. Ramirez. Mrs. R. is in her 60s, and she had to have surgery on her back last year, so she has trouble with the stairs in our building. I help her out by walking Osito and taking him to the dog run in the park for some exercise. But Osito's been kind of down lately. He and I are very close, so I can tell. I think he needs to be part of a pair. If I had a dog for him to hang out with in the building, he wouldn't be alone anymore. Both Osito and Mrs. R. would be happier. And me too, of course. The problem is, Mom's not the hugest fan of my spending so much time with Osito. But she never says I can't take him out, because she knows Mrs. R. needs the help. I tied my sneakers, glanced at the time, and decided I'd have a quick bowl of cereal before heading upstairs to get Osito for his walk. Then I remembered, no boring old cereal today. There was a delicious cupcake from Butter Lane waiting for me in the kitchen. Mom always left the birthday cupcake sitting at your place at the table. I dashed out of my room, went straight to the kitchen and over to my spot at the table, and saw no cupcake. Instead, there was a note from Mom, and not a happy birthday note either. Hi, Anna. When you have a chance, can you please go to Mr. Levy's store and pick up the piñata for Talisa's quinceañera? Thanks. Love, Mommy. I felt all the excitement whoosh right out of me. Had Mom forgotten my cupcake? Or worse, had she been so busy preparing for Tali's future birthday that she'd completely forgotten mine? What if everyone had forgotten? Things had been pretty crazy around here, with everyone getting ready for the huge party to celebrate Tali's 15th birthday. And yes, a quinceañera was a big deal, but still. I stood in the silent kitchen for a moment, feeling lonesome. I knew that Mom was still sleeping, and my dad had left already. He works at a bank and sometimes has to go in on Saturdays. With a sigh, I grabbed Mom's note and balled it up, shoving it into the pocket of my jacket. Suddenly, I felt like getting out of the apartment as fast as possible. I poured some dry cereal into a plastic baggie and decided I'd eat my non-special breakfast in the park. So far, this birthday wasn't off to a great start. I walked upstairs to Mrs. Ramirez's apartment and knocked on the door. "Hi, Anna. Come on in. You can use your key," Mrs. R. called. As soon as I pushed open the door, Osito sprang up from where he'd been lying on the floor. He barreled toward me at top speed, jumping up on his short legs to try to greet me. I knelt down and giggled as he licked my face. When he settled down a tiny bit, just enough to stop licking me, I kissed the top of his head and rubbed his little ears. His short fur felt soft and silky to the touch. His round black eyes gazed up at me in adoration, and I couldn't help cooing at him that he was such a good boy. Osito gave a happy puppy sigh, then flopped back down on the floor. "Hola, Anna," Mrs. R. said from where she was lying on the couch. "He's been moping all morning. I'm glad you're here to take him out for some fresh air." I nodded, getting to my feet and grabbing Osito's harness off the wall hook. The pug got back up and his tail wagged. He didn't seem as energetic as usual, though. I remembered when I first started walking him, and every time I reached for the harness, he'd do a happy dance. This dog definitely needed a friend. "I'll take him to the park, and I also need to go by Mr. Levy's for my mom," I said. "Do you want me to bring you anything?"
"No, I'm fine, mija. Thank you. I don't know what I'd do without you."
"I don't mind at all. I love spending time with the little guy."
"Oh, Anna?"
Mrs. R. said just as I was opening the door, Osito at my heels.
"Isn't today your birthday?
Happy birthday!" "Thanks, Mrs. R.," I said, smiling back at her. At least someone remembered. Osito and I headed downstairs and outside. The morning air was chilly, but it felt good after the stuffiness of Mrs. R.'s apartment. She'd said that she was feeling fine, but it seemed to me that she was a lot more subdued than when I'd first known her, too. Maybe Osito was picking up on his owner's feelings, and that was why he seemed a little blue. I stopped in to Mr. Levy's shop on the way to the park and picked up the piñata Mom had ordered. With that errand taken care of, my spirits began to lift, and so did Osito's. We entered the park, and Osito barked happily as we approached the enclosed dog run area. I smiled. It was a crisp, bright day, and I was determined to shake off my disappointment from the morning. Nothing could bring me down. And then, as if the universe had heard my thoughts, it suddenly started to rain. 2. A pug named Pancake. It wasn't just any sort of rain, but a real downpour. Osito and I were already in the dog run, but everyone else around us, dogs and owners, began to scatter like leaves in the wind. I didn't know where to run off to. The storm was right on top of us. The wind whipped my hair out of its ponytail holder. My hair flapped in front of my face, making it hard to see. The rain pelted against my skin. My clothes were already half-soaked. On top of all that, I was wrestling with the giant shopping bag that contained the piñata. Things went from bad to worse as Osito spotted another dog and took off running toward it. His soaking wet leash slipped right through my fingers. All I could see of the other dog was a flash of tan fur. I yelled for Osito to come back, but the wind seemed to steal my voice away. I saw another shape coming toward me and realized it must be the other dog's owner. As the figure got closer, I saw it was a boy who looked to be about the same age as me. The boy reached out for his tan-colored dog, but it slipped out of his grasp and headed straight for Osito. The two dogs sniffed each other's rears in classic dog fashion
And then Osito rolled onto his back, and the other dog jumped on him. They rolled around happily like two puppies. I gasped when I realized that the other dog was also a pug. The two pugs kept rolling around, tiny tails wagging a mile a minute, as though it weren't pouring rain and thundering all around them. The boy looked at me helplessly, and then he reached into his pocket and pulled out a baggie.
"Treats!"
he yelled over a clap of thunder. He took a few biscuits out of the bag and stepped in closer to the dogs. His pug recognized the smell and stopped playing. The boy grabbed his dog, and I went for Osito. I wasn't taking any chances with the wet leash this time. I grabbed the whole dog.
"I see a roof over there," the boy yelled. "Make a run for it?"
He pointed to the pavilion outside the dog run. I nodded. "Let's go." I started forward, then realized I'd forgotten my shopping bag. As I tried to figure out how to pick up the bag without putting Osito down, the boy shifted his dog to one arm and grabbed the bag for me. I gave him a grateful smile, and then we were both running toward the pavilion. We ducked under the roof, then collapsed onto a bench at one of the picnic tables. It felt good to get out of the pounding rain. I wrapped the end of Osito's leash around my hand a couple of times, then put the pug down on the ground. I gathered up my wet hair with my free hand and pulled down, slicking out the water like I would if I'd just climbed out of a swimming pool. At our feet, Osito and the light brown pug, each on their leashes, started to play again. I heard the boy beside me chuckle.
"Weird," he said,
nodding toward his dog.
"I haven't seen her like this in a while."
He looked over at me.
"That's Pancake, by the way."
Her new best friend's name is Osito, and I'm Anna.
"Calvin," the boy said,
with a slightly shy smile.
"Osito, that's a cool name."
"It means little bear," I told him, in Spanish. Now that we were out of the rain, I could see the boy, Calvin, clearly. For one thing, I could see that he was very cute. He was white, with brown hair and hazel eyes that looked almost gold. He was also tall, taller than most boys my age. And he was clearly also very chivalrous for a boy my age, considering how he'd grabbed my bag for me. Most of the boys at my school seemed content to walk ahead of you through a door and let it slam in your face. I realized I'd probably been staring at Calvin too long and looked away quickly.
"It's funny that we both have pugs," he said.
"Funny," I echoed.
"He does kind of look like a little black bear," Calvin said.
"Yep, and Pancake is a perfect pug name," I told him, "with their flat faces. Plus, she's pancake colored."
"Yeah, I thought the same thing about her color. Pugs are the best, aren't they?"
Calvin asked with a smile. "And the award for the cutest boy I've met so far in life, who loves pugs as much as I do, definitely goes to Calvin." I nodded, blushing.
"Hey, the rain's almost stopped," Calvin said. "I can't believe that storm's over so quickly."
"It must have been a single-cell thunderstorm," I said without thinking. Then I held my breath. Now I'd find out if Calvin was the sort of boy who minded when my know-it-all side came out. Most kids my age didn't care about the science part of storms.
"Good thing it wasn't a derecho thunderstorm,"
Calvin agreed without missing a beat.
"We could have been trapped under here for days."
A cute boy who didn't mind when I rattled off storm facts? In fact, he'd shared one of his own? Okay, he hadn't pronounced derecho exactly right, but I didn't even feel the urge to correct him. Maybe it was too bad it hadn't been a derecho thunderstorm. Right at that moment, I wouldn't mind being stuck there with Calvin for an entire day. But then my cell phone buzzed in my pocket. I pulled it out to see a bunch of texts from my mom, asking where I was. I hadn't realized how much time had passed.
I should get going, I told Calvin reluctantly. We stood up from the bench, and Calvin picked up my shopping bag again. I couldn't help but smile as Osito and I followed Calvin and Pancake out of the park. On the sidewalk, Osito and Pancake started smelling each other once more, still wagging their short, curly tails.
Fast friends, Calvin observed,
and for a few seconds I thought maybe he meant us.
Do you come to this park often? I asked. I hadn't seen Calvin or Pancake there before, but didn't want to admit that. I was trying to act casual.
Today was the first time, actually, Calvin said. My family just moved to New York City, to this neighborhood. But I know Pancake and I will be back. How about you and Osito?
We come all the time, I said, bending down to scratch Osito behind the ears. I felt my phone buzz in my pocket again. Mom, for sure.
I have to go home now. Thank you for carrying my bag.
Which way are you headed?
I pointed east toward Avenue C. That way. Calvin looked around for a second. He seemed to be orienting himself.
I think I'm over that way. 9th Street, off of 1st Avenue?
I nodded. Yep, you're the other way. Okay, well, hopefully we'll see you and Pancake soon, I told him. He smiled and handed me my bag back.
Nice to meet you, Anna, from Avenue C.
You too, Calvin, from 9th Street, I said. I watched him turn and head west. Then I started double-timing it back home.
Come on, little bear, I urged Osito.
And he did pick up the pace, moving quickly on his small paws. His tail wagged again, and I smiled at the memory of him and Pancake playing together. Suddenly it hit me. During my talk with Calvin, I'd never said that Osito wasn't technically my dog, that he belonged to my upstairs neighbor. Oh well, I figured I'd set Calvin straight when we ran into each other again. Or rather, if we did. New York was a big city, and there were lots of boys and lots of dogs.
3. Paper mache is not waterproof.
I dropped Osito off with Mrs. R, and then dashed back downstairs and into my apartment. I walked into the kitchen and took in the scene of chaos. Bags and boxes were everywhere. It seemed Mom was having one of her control freak sessions. When she took inventory of all the items she was stockpiling for Talisa's quinceañera. In the middle of the mess stood my sister, drowning in a frothy pink dress that had to be at least 2 sizes too big.
What happened to you? I asked her.
Before my sister could answer, Mom appeared and looked at me in horror.
What happened to you? You're making a puddle.
I got caught in the storm, I said. I put the wet bag down on the floor and shrugged out of my soaked jacket. Mom tisked and shook her head. She took my jacket and walked it to the sink, just as Talisa started singing.
Happy birthday to you, Tali trilled in her pretty voice. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Anna.
Mom let out a gasp and put a hand to her mouth. A look of horror crossed her face. Aha, so she had forgotten my birthday. My stomach sank.
I'm sorry, mija, Mom cried, putting the jacket aside and running over to me. Happy birthday!
She cupped my chin in her hands, frowning, and then kissed my forehead. It made me feel only marginally better.
The cupcake,
she continued, looking guilty.
I meant to set it out last night, but it slipped my mind.
She turned to open the fridge and began rooting around inside.
And then, this morning, I knew you'd be leaving early to walk Osito, and Tali's dress was delivered, and it does not fit, as you can see.
I thought you forgot to get the cupcake, I said glumly. hearing the whine in my own voice. Mom finally found what she was looking for in the fridge and came back to stand in front of me. She held out a Butter Lane creme brulee cupcake, my favorite, with a candle in it.
See? I wouldn't forget tradition.
Thanks, Mommy, I said, taking the cupcake from her. My stomach growled. What with the rain and Calvin and pancake, I hadn't had a chance to eat the dry cereal I'd packed for breakfast. Maybe now I could enjoy my birthday cupcake in peace and...
You're still dripping, Mom said.
I sighed and set the cupcake down on the counter. Well, I can't really help that because...
Soaked, I explained.
I'll get you a towel, Tali said, and turned to leave the kitchen in a whirl of pink ruffles.
Did you remember to go to Mr. Levy's shop? Mom asked.
Of course. I went there first.
I need you to pick up the place cards at the stationery shop as well, Mom said. But that can wait until tomorrow, she added hastily, apparently reminding herself, again, that it was my birthday.
Another errand? I groaned.
Tali's quinceañera is a big day for our family, Mom chided me. We all need to pitch in. It'll be your turn soon enough, mija, she added.
Ugh, don't remind me, I said as Tali reappeared. No part of me was looking forward to wearing a dress like that, even if it did fit. Here, Tali said, handing me a small towel.
I'm sorry you got drenched picking up my party stuff, Anna, she added in her thoughtful Tali way.
It's okay, I answered, using the towel to stop my hair from dripping onto the floor. The drenching part actually happened while I was walking Osito. Mom tisked again. I figure now was probably not the best time to ask to go to the dog shelter today.
So what's with your dress? I asked Talisa, changing the subject.
I thought Mrs. Vega took your measurements.
Tali shook her head.
Mrs. Vega accidentally swapped the measurements with Allison Ochoa's, she said. Her eyes filled with tears, which wasn't too surprising. Tali was very sensitive, and it didn't take much to make her cry. Especially, it seemed, when it came to her quinceañera. Right away, I felt bad for being huffy before.
Mommy called her and... Tali trailed off.
I called her and gave her a piece of my mind is what I did, Mom proclaimed, hands on hips.
Tali sniffled, and I put my hand on her shoulder. I'm sure Mrs. Vega will fix the dress, I assured her. Besides, you look pretty no matter what. That was true. Tali was beautiful, with long dark hair and flawless skin. I glanced over at Mom, who was examining the bag from Mr. Levy's. Mom and Tali could have almost passed for sisters. Our mommy looked exactly the same as she did in old photos I'd seen of her from when she'd first moved to New York City from Puerto Rico and married Poppy. My dad, on the other hand, already had gray hair. Possibly, I'd sometimes think with a smirk, as a result of living with our mother for so many years.
Oh no, Mom wailed.
What? I asked, a sense of foreboding prickling its way up my spine.
What is this?
She held up what looked like a giant pink candle that had melted in the sun. Bits of tissue paper were coming unstuck from the goopy mess and traveling down her arm.
It's the piñata for Tali's quince, I said in a small voice.
Here it comes, I thought.
But what did you do to it?
I didn't do anything, I said, feeling the heat rise on my neck.
I got caught in a giant storm, remember? I'm lucky I didn't get struck by lightning.
Mom plopped the soggy mess back into the big plastic bag with a huff.
I just don't understand how these things always happen to you.
It was rain. It definitely didn't happen just to me. Anybody who was out there got soaked. And I guess piñatas aren't waterproof. I added. Well, they're papier-mâché, Tali piped up, which is mostly made of flour, so it makes sense that it would melt. She added the last part in a weaker voice, as Mom continued to glare at me. It's not Anna's fault, my sister added loyally. My sister turned to me. I'm sorry I ever asked for a piñata, Anna. I only thought it would be fun to have one at the party for our little cousins. I smiled at my thoughtful sister so she'd know I understood. Mom was shaking her head. I'm not blaming you for the rain, Anna. But if you didn't spend so much time with that dog... My heart sank. My plan to ask to go to the shelter for my birthday wish seemed pretty stupid now. Mom would never say yes. She was barely even letting me take care of Osito, and he lived upstairs, not here in our apartment. Mom must have seen how upset I looked, because she added quickly, Why don't you go change out of your wet clothes, and then you can have your cupcake? I'll go change too, Tali said. I can't wait to get out of this ginormous dress. My sister and I left the kitchen and headed into our shared bedroom. Tali took my arm. Cheer up, hermanita, Tali said. I smiled gratefully at her. Thanks, T. Do you need help getting out of your dress? She grinned and closed our bedroom door. If it fit, I'd need help with the zipper. But now, nope. To demonstrate, she shimmied side to side, and the whole thing fell right down off her body. I laughed and began peeling off my wet sweater. So, Tali, I just sort of met someone in the park. Oh, a boy? Tali sounded much too excited, and I immediately regretted my impulsive confession. My sister was forever falling in crush with a new boy. And she often pestered me, asking which boys at school I liked. And sometimes I'd tell her about a boy I thought was cute, mostly just to have something to say. I'd never actually had anyone to tell her about. Until today. Tali put on a t-shirt and jeans and bounded across the room to plop on my bed. Tell me everything, she said, bouncing up and down. Calm down. There's not that much to tell, I said. I met him in the dog park. His name is Calvin. That's a great name. It's pretty good, I guess, I said, struggling to take my jeans off. There was nothing worse than soaking wet denim. He has a pug named Pancake. Now that's a great name, Tali exclaimed, and I had to laugh. My sister was always in such a hurry to approve of everyone and everything. I wished for the millionth time that I was more like her. But no amount of wishing would make me different. As Poppy always said, like it or no, I took after Mommy. I usually saw the flaws first. A small voice in my head reminded me that I hadn't seen any flaws in Calvin, though. Anna Ramos! You have an actual dreamy look on your face. You like this boy. Tali was back to bouncing on the edge of the bed. Meeting in the rain? It's like a fairy tale. I threw one wet sock at her and she laughed and ducked. I don't even know him. And we only met because his dog liked Osito. Besides, I'm hardly a princess in a fairy tale. Tali ignored my last comment. I'm so excited for you, Anna. You're always too busy coming up with new website ideas or cracking codes to pay attention to boys. I blew a lock of wet hair out of my face. So, for the billionth time, it's writing code. Tali shared a room with me. She knew better than anyone how much I wanted to be a software engineer. And how many hours I spent on my computer trying to master coding. Tali laughed. I know, I know. I just like to tease you. Tell me the rest of the story. Okay, so he carried that giant piñata bag for me. I didn't even have to ask. A gentleman? That's so rare these days, Tali said, lying back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?